Health is wealth, and this is where we're going to talk about it. Small Conversations for a Better World podcast with hosts Jillian McCormick and Susanna Steers. This podcast represents the opinions of the hosts and or their guests to the show. The content is for informational purposes only and should not be taken as medical advice nor established legal standard of care. Hello and welcome to the Small Conversations for a Better World podcast. I'm Susanna Steers.
And I'm Jillian McCormick.
Jillian, today is a very special episode. 9 or 10 months ago, we hatched this crazy podcast scheme. We invited 8 wonderful people to talk to us about health from a whole wide variety of viewpoints. And what we came away with was this wonderful web of perspectives about what is health. As we close out our inaugural season, we want to talk about some of the things we've learned. Because we've learned a lot.
I think we both realized that there would be a learning curve to this, but I'm not sure either of us realized the deep pool we were throwing ourselves into. There were a lot of technical things to consider and a whole bunch of new internet tools and best practices to learn and apply. Ooh, talk about the curve.
No kidding. And interviewing people is a skill. And while we always aim to have our interviews feel like conversations, I think both of us realized that we have some things to learn about interviewing, especially when it comes to having hard conversations about controversial topics. Guiding tough conversations that seek to understand other points of view, revealing vulnerabilities and finding common ground, it's not as easy as it seems.
I think the thing that we both found most fascinating and unexpected was that, to a person, each of our guests referred to connection and community as key players in every aspect of health that we discussed. This idea that we can't do it alone. We are in this together. To find meaningful solutions to our toughest problems, we need to connect. We can't live and work in our little silos and expect things to change, which is really cool because the notion of connection was definitely top of mind when Susanna and I started this whole project.
And you know, for me, Jillian, with this podcast, I really hope that I would find out more about things that have piqued my curiosity in this vast field that is health. What I hadn't expected was to be inspired, to be moved and motivated by people who are truly leading by doing. These folks are having the hard conversations. They're jumping into the fray, getting dirty, getting messy, and making a difference. It's not perfect. And inside of all of them, there is a devotion to service that I found really humbling. So why don't we touch on some of the things that we noticed over the course of the season?
Definitely. Let's do that. So one of the things that I found fascinating, I think we both did in our conversation with Dr. David Patrick, was the breadth of influence that the CDC has on our lives. This organization works with both the public and medical practitioners to analyze and synthesize all the metadata regarding health outcomes on a national and global scale to help guide an entire industry toward best practice.
Or then we move over to Dr. Dedisha Holowenko and to Andrea Dobbs. These ladies saw a need where change needed to happen, and they've stepped up and stepped out to lead entire industries in new directions. We think that's pretty brave.
When it comes to Sam Hughes and Brendan Kwiatkowski, they are both working with groups of men or boys in completely different fields. Physiotherapy and education. And both discovered that bringing these boys and men together into groups or communities helped create better outcomes.
When we think again about doing brave things, if we're doing things out in the world, it's important that we are well-resourced ourselves. When we were talking to occupational therapist Karen Gilbert, she helped us to see that what brave looks like is incredibly variable, all the way from dealing with health challenges to looking after your kids and your loved ones to creating change in complex industries. And Karen highlighted how tough it is to be vulnerable and how very necessary it is. This was our most popular episode. So it clearly struck a nerve.
Emily Rugel helped us make connections between the natural world and urban design that most people wouldn't see. These connections are things that could profoundly impact individuals and communities regarding mental health concerns.
And Candace Kelshaw brought it all home with her call to gather our people around us and step into our leadership. Jillian and I felt that this interview and Candace's message was particularly poignant right now. We need a new kind of leader. Agile, informed, confident, compassionate, vulnerable, inclusive. The people willing to reach across boundaries to explore new possibilities. It's going to be messy, and we're all going to fail sometimes. But if we gather our people around us and show up in our leadership, whatever that might look like, then we have the best chance for making a better world.
Here's the thing. We're learning that it takes courage and determination to create change. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. We have to leave our silos, whatever our particular personal and professional silos are. We have to take that first step into the unknown. We can't do what we've always done and talk to the people we've always talked to. That means we have to risk being vulnerable, exposing ourselves to others. And maybe, just maybe, when we get together to have these kinds of conversations, we can find the people around us who can help make these leaps just a little less scary to take. And before you know it, we'll have broad communities that can move mountains.
We'd like to invite you to join us once again this summer to step out of our comfort zones, to think and talk about things in new ways, to dare to ask ourselves and those around us the hard questions. Because there's work in creating change, and it starts with us, whether we're looking to influence governments and institutions or to affect our own personal health. Help us to spread the word by sharing this podcast with your colleagues and friends, and then head to iTunes and please leave us a review. It helps to make these conversations more visible. Tune in for season 2 of the Small Conversations for a Better World podcast, starting July 2020. We'll have the coffee on.
Before we go, we'd like to take a moment to thank all of our guests for diving into this project with such enthusiasm and open curiosity. A huge thanks also to Brian Wilson of Blue Sky Productions for recording our interviews and working his own special magic to make us all sound so good. And a thank you to David Wilson for his technical support and editing. And to our listeners, thank you so much for joining us on this journey. We'll hope you'll join us for more. If you liked what you heard, we encourage you to head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. Better yet, subscribe and leave a review. That really helps to make it easier for others to find us, to help broaden this small conversation.